Continuing with the Michta Melio on Inyoni Bitochen Mishtadlus, we finished the Ket on Bitochen Mishtadlus, where Rav Dessler says, how does a person define exactly how much Mishtadlus he should do? So he says that a person shouldn't over Mishtadl, he shouldn't be Mishtadl too much, because the more he's Mishtadl, if he's Mishtadl too much, it's Kiilu a kfira and a Kaddish Baruch Hu to a certain extent, because he's saying that Kaddish Baruch Hu is not money in the world, and it's my brains and brawn that are getting me my parnasa. Mitzad sheni, there's b'zeis apecha toich alecha. A person is mechuyev to do mishtadlus, and he says if your person is too lazy, so then you're not fulfilling your chiv. That's also that atzlus is not bitochen. Now atzlus is lav dafka atzlus. Atzlus is anything which makes us not feel so good. I bumped into somebody during Ben Azmanim. And he told me, I was listening to what he said from Vedesla, and he had a question. Betem, he put in a position, he put in a bid for a position. I think he actually tried out a position in a certain place, and somebody told him, you know what, you should call one of the people in charge. Give it, just remind him that you're waiting for an answer, and you want to hear from him. And he was a little bit uncomfortable. So he wanted to know, is that considered atzlus, or is that considered, or is that too much atzlus? Listen here, he tried out for it already. The guy knows his phone number. If he's supposed to get the job, he'll get the job. Or maybe not. Maybe he should really. Part of his status is calling, following up. Following up is part of his status. Now, certainly I can't answer that question because it's a very individual question. Depends what the person is holding. Like any inyani bitochen in his status, the person has to know where they're holding. And what one person's too much established is not enough established for the second person. And really depends on... So, I said it really depends on why you don't want to call, though. First, define the shayla. Why don't you want to call? If the reason why you don't want to call is because, listen here, I'm by taking a kaddish baruch hu, and that's it. If we're supposed to get the job, we'll get the job. Then in a chanami. But if the reason why you don't call is because you're uncomfortable calling, you don't want to call him, maybe you're going to get a no, you're not sure, then in a chanami, that's, you're right, it's not atlas, maybe, but it's something else which makes me feel not comfortable, and that's why I don't want to do it. That's also the same type of thing, that you're not doing the same mishtadlis that you should be doing. So the person always has to know whether he's doing too much or not enough. Says Rav Dessler, how do I know? How do I know? What's the litmus test to know how much a shal is to do? Says Rav Dessler that it depends on whether or not you're going to regret your time that you weren't mishtadl and you were oisik and avedas Hashem if you're not matlich. For example, you decide that I don't have to work. I have to work only 7 hours a day, not 8 hours a day. So I'm working 7 hours a day, and the last hour a day I decide I'm spending learning. Gets to the end of the month, I didn't make as much as I wanted to, I'm not able to pay my bills. Shoot, I shouldn't have done it. I feel bad. Whether he actually expresses it or doesn't express it, it's how he feels. And if he feels that I shouldn't have done this because of that, because I didn't spend extra time doing the shtalis, then I lost out in what I was supposed to get, that means that you're not holding that level of bitachin that obviously you're supposed to get as much as you got. Because you did the shtalis, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu could give you without your shtalis. Obviously, if you're regretting what you did for Avodas Hashem, that means you're not holding in the right place. And he gave five different things that a person should do that should be able to help him and aid him that he shouldn't regret. Now, Rav Dessler continues to the next chapter where Ha'etzik V'Derech Eretz Lamo. For us, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this klala of B'Zeh Asapecha Toich Alechem? Ishtadlus, why are we mechuyev? Why? For what reason? So he says as follows. Page 195, Chelek Aleph. Once we know already that, so, and the nes of Parnasa is Kikriyas Yamsuf, like Chazal say, so that means that there's no real status you could do. It's a nes. And Saivisa, it's already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already set down at the beginning of the year how much money you're going to make this year. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu burden humanity with the need for making a parnasa? So the truth is that we saw when he learned the Chavis Levavis, Chavis Levavis addresses this question. And he says that there's two reasons why. The first reason is it's a Nisayan. What's a Nisayan? We'll see. Rav Dessler is about to say it's also a Nisayan. But a different Nisayan. Says the Chavis Levavis, what's the Nisayan? The Nisayan is to see how you're going to get the parnasa. How are you going to make enough money to be mefarnes yourself, your wife, your children, your family, whoever it is you have to mefarnes? Are you going to do it in a way of heter? Are you going to do it in a way of iser? Now, that's all Hilchas Chesha Mishpon. Is a person going to cut corners? Is a person going to cheat? Is going to person? And every time that a person, every day that a person, of a person's life, really, he has a question, how should he go about making his parnasa? Memel, it's a constant sign that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being menaseh the Brias. The second thing that he says is because Habatol Mevidi Yishimum and Shigoyim, like Chazal say, that Batola brings two all types of bad things, negative things, Averis. Memel, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, a person should be busy. A person should be busy. We know what happens to people that are not busy, unfortunately. Memel, Hashem says you're busy. Continues, Chavis Lovah, and he says, Memel, if a person already proves himself that he is Oisik in Parnasa without cheating, and he's always busy, and he doesn't have to, he doesn't need something else to keep him busy. In a chlamet, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be murdered from him to a certain extent, the Orla Parnasa. That's what the Chavis Lovah says. Says Rav Dessler from Simcha Zissel, from the altar of Kelm, he says, Binyan Zeh Kosev, Hagonim Simcha Zissel Zatzal, Shemasi Hishtadlos, Nasham Hashem Yisbarach, Al-Adam Le-Nisayin. He also says as well, as the Chavis Lovah, he said, it's also for a Nisayin. However, what is the Nisayin? Kinei Sameo Hashem Yisbarach, Boilam Asher Ashkachos Yisbarach, Behester, Ulamari, Einov, Nira Kilu, Hu Asherlot Bechol Onyoni, Parnasasi, Vasokov Kirutsayini. Kadosh Baruch Hu put you in this world, Oilam, Milosh, and Helam, Kilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ne'elam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, and we in this welt, we don't see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And it looks clearly that a person is in charge of his finances, and it's up to him to decide how much he's going to make. You work 4 hours, you make a certain amount of money. You work 8 hours, you make more amount of money. You work 12 hours, you make even more money. Person, you don't work, you don't make the money. You do work, you do make the money. You have a good job, you get a lot of money. You don't have a good job, you don't get a lot of money. Depending on how much time you spent, you went to a good college, you come out good, you're starting off with a starting salary of $250,000 instead of $80,000. So obviously it's dependent on you decide where you want to go and how you want to do, and you'll see the results accordingly. It's very easy to make a choice and say, I'm in charge, I'm the one that did it. It's despite this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being hidden, and the Hester, that a person has to be ma'ur himself and be makir, truly be makir. He has to say, despite the fact that I'm doing, despite the fact that it is seems koichi vaytim yodi, it's not what asali yisachayel aziz. It's not the koichi vaytim yodi. I do my ishtadlis, makol ach v'rak miyad Hashem. Ve'ein davakotin agodol shenase belig zerasi yisbarach. And there's nothing which is without the gzer of Kadosh Baruch Hu saying that it'll happen. Like the pasuk says, Mizeh Omar Vatei, Hashem Leitziv, like the pasuk in Eicha says, that who is the person that says that something should happen, Mizeh Omar Vatei, and it happened, and Hashem Leitziv, despite the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it to happen. There's no such thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to happen, it's not going to happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu does want it to happen, no matter how many people don't want it to happen, then it's going to happen. Even when a person is being oisik in the shtalis, to realize that it's not his shtalis who is causing the taitzah of the parnasa. The way to be megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by being makir that despite the fact that I'm doing my shtalis, it's not my shtalis which is causing the taitzah. It's totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to be megala? The Indian of Gilui Kvoidei Yisbarach that we're here for, we're supposed to be Magala Kvoidei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? To be Magala HaKadosh Baruch Hu in places where it doesn't look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. My parnasa, I have a boss, or I have my own job, I'm the one that calls the shots here, I'm the one that makes the money. Clearly, it doesn't look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a player here. That's Gilui Kvoidei Yisbarach. Gilui Kvoidei Yisbarach is the Hakara, whether anybody knows about it aside from you or not. It doesn't have to be your Megala to other people. The very fact that you're Megala to yourself, that's Gilui Kvoidei Yisbarach. The fact that you yourself know that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam and it's not you. Last night, I happened to be talking to somebody and I mentioned to them how over the course of their career they had 6 different jobs and none of the jobs had anything to do with the degree that they spent many thousands of dollars getting. They went for one certain degree, and over the course of the past however many years, 15, 20, 25 years that they've been working, they've been in six different places, and none of them have anything to do with the degree that they got. The degree that they spent many, many hours and many, many thousands of dollars getting. The person said to me, that was my ishtadlus. That was my ishtadlus. My ishtadlus was going for A. That's what I thought I'm going to do. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out at the end of the day. How am I going to get my parnasa? That's something else. That's exactly this nekuda. But to have that akara while you're working. To have that akara that despite the fact that I tried A and I tried B, it's not a godless to see it when you put your ishtadlus in one thing and you get your parnasa from somewhere else. The bigger godless, it is also godless. I shouldn't say that. It's also godless. It's also godless because l'maisa I was oisik in those other parnasas. The godless is to see in the thing that I was mishtadlin, in the thing that I was mishtadlin, the thing that I did, the thing to see that that's totally a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mishtar is the cause of Aturo. Ki b'zeh asapecha teich alechem. Is ki shamata kol ishtecha b'zeh asapecha teich alechem. V'yadu asho anshe Kadosh Baruch Hu lo'i b'derech nukam achas v'shalom, el b'derech limud l'sak en achet. Agav, that's stam hashkavas Aturo. Hashkavas Aturo, all the anshim, sign the Torah and sign from Bezdin and Sai from Kadosh Baruch Hu, is not b'derech nekama. There's no such thing as putting a guy in jail in the Derech HaTorah. Derech HaTorah is that's the guy, get a guy off the street. That's not to teach him and to be melamed him to be mesakin his drachim. It's to get him off the street. There is one case maybe that we have in the Torah that such a thing as jail. We have it by the when they didn't know what to do with him. V'nicheu b'mishmar. But be'etzem, certainly a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's midah k'neged midah that it's supposed to be melamed a person mesakin the Torah said he did. What did Adam Rishon want when he ate from the Eitz Hadas? That he shouldn't just have Ruchnius. He should also have the other tzad, and then have to be Boicher. In Gan Eden, all that he saw was Ruchnius. However, he was murdered himself. He put a Mamoshes to Teva Gashmius that wasn't there. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, it's a tikkun for the ches. The ches was that I didn't want to be makir. I wanted to be makir also the ra, not to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so clearly. And have the ability to be boicher. If that's the case, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go for it. I'll give you that ability, and you got to go ahead and now be mavchin. You got to be mavchin. Omnom nisayin zehu min akoshim biyoyser. However, this nisayin is very difficult. It's not simple. Ki b'chlal inyanam asher achoymer hepech atzura. It's the things that the choymer is hepech atzura. What does that mean? Hanu shechoymer amayse chitzenis, the actual physical maise that you're doing, misnagid lekavon aruchnis, shebelev hoyser yisayin. It says it's a contradiction. Your maisim contradict what bad I feel. I feel that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what I'm supposed to feel is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm working ki'ilu as if I'm the one that's doing it. What of shach? If it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so I'd have to work. If I have to work, then that's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where how does it work? The chitzenius is misnaget to the pnimius. Al-kofanim maisa b'derech eretz b'chitzenu yusayim, he maisa yishtadat sefi derech ha-teva. V'im begam b'shas maisa yakib l'avovay ha-shkachosi yizbarach, v'kol mokoyim ha-sakona kriva mo'id, you're right. Even if a person has the hakara, but it's so dakistic that it could very well be that lamaisa, his ishtadlus, he's going to get so involved that he's just going to forget about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Imloi mechazik kineged b'chokoychei b'zvoinunus habitochen v'emuna k'moishi izbar. As we will explain, Be'ezah Hashem, that's the next keta really of how to do this. But the first thing is to be oyven habitochen. That means to be, it should be a milsa de ramila dinish. If a person is not mizbainin in the fact, and it doesn't work in the fact, it doesn't think about the fact that l'maisa is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, miyo mar vatei Hashem leitziva, that there's nothing that happens without the remnant shalom. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have parnasa, you have parnasa regardless of what you do. And if he doesn't want you to have parnasa, you also won't have parnasa regardless of what you do. And a person has a chiv of zeya safecha derech alechem de duish tavis. However, l'maisa, at the end of the day, what nikva, kefi, the amount, is a kreich of etim yodi, is a the 6 hours, 12 hours, 18 hours of work that's going to be kaveya, what the person's salary is at the end of the year, at the end of the day it's not. Yomar v'tei, Hashem leitzivo, a person has to be mizboinen in it, that's the first step, to make time to be mizboinen, Be'ez Hashem, as you will explain later, we'll get to the emes of bitochen.